Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back!
Well, sometimes I feel really bad because the music will be so loud that Dave does have to start out by yelling, but he's really good at like slowly lowering the volume back down to a reasonable.
Yeah, we have a good dance we do.
There you go. Well, we were like kind of chit-chatting. I thought, oh, I'm talking over the bumper music, but then I was thinking like, well, the bumper music's so loud they can't hear me. Anyway.
That's Alvin Reed from Donnybrook, St. Louis American, good friend of the show. Before we get into anything Alvin Reed-esque, we have to continue this argument we're having.
All right. Okay.
So, about look at Wheels. He's putting his headphones on. He's like, let's go.
Hold on. Let me stretch for a second.
So, about,
let me stretch.
Okay.
About a month ago, I was talking about how I don't drink enough water. But yes. I do drink, like, I put Crystal Light in water and I drink that.
Okay.
And my sense of it, and I think these guys agree, was that Wheels was saying, not that it cancels it out chemically, but it's not water. You're not getting the same thing. You're getting Crystal Light, and it's blah, blah, blah. And then I talked about this doctor I saw last night on TikTok saying that Coke's 90% water, coffee's 98% water, Diet Coke's 99% water, and we've been arguing about this. And Andrew thinks Wheels has moved the goalposts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Rachel came up with an analogy that may help.
Okay. Wheels. When you have a cup of coffee...
Would you say that that's a cup of water?
I would not, but if you add some creamer or some sugar to the coffee, does that change it into a different drink?
Depends on how... No, it depends on... I mean, some people will say, it's a double coffee latte. Blah, blah, blah. Like, there are all kinds of names for different types of coffees.
But this is just brewed coffee. You're adding in a little coffee, mate.
No, but I would...
Powdered creamer.
But I wouldn't call that water either. If coffee is 98% water, nobody would say, I'm drinking water when you're drinking coffee. Not one person would ever say that.
Okay, but that's not the argument. Rachel started by saying coffee. She never said water.
I understand.
And you're enhancing the coffee.
You're adding coffee to water, coffee grounds to water, and then you're adding other things to the coffee. Traditionally, people would still just call that a version of coffee. Right?
So if
if I put Kool-Aid in my water, would you say that's water or Kool-Aid? Because that's why I'm drinking Kool-Aid.
I would call it Kool-Aid.
Right.
But if the person said, I can't stand tap water, I have to put Crystal Light and Kool-Aid in it, I would still say, well, you're getting water.
Yes, exactly. I think we're talking past the same thing, but nobody would call that water. Like, I wouldn't drink Mountain Dew and say, I'm drinking water. And I wouldn't use that to say I'm getting more water because I'm not. Some of the things in there actually dehydrate me. So I have to drink more plain water to kind of balance that.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. All right. But the last part, I was with you, kind of with everybody on this, the last part. whatever your water consumption is, be it in a Coke, be it in whatever, that is water consumption.
Everything's water, yeah.
So you could say...
But they can be counterproductive. Caffeine is going to dehydrate you. Artificial sweeteners can dehydrate you, so they can actually counter-affect the drinking of the water.
Okay. Then, the other thing that came in to my mind, that I have got to walk across, you know, the desert for however long, okay? But all I have is, like, on a little cart so I wouldn't have to drag it, are cases of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. Nothing will happen to me.
No, it's better than not drinking.
Okay, but water. It's the same water that you would get as literally if you was out of the tap or drinking from a Yakima Valley stream or whatever.
Right, but so
it's H2O. If you
ordered a sparkling water, would you just say I'm drinking water, or would you say I'm drinking a sparkling water?
I would say I'm drinking water.
Nobody says that. They're like, what are you drinking? I got a sparkling water because it's got bubbles.
Well, I mean, I would say, but this is water. I'm drinking water. Oh, yeah, it's a sparkling water, but I'm drinking a glass of water.
But nobody says it that way.
I think people do.
If you ordered a water, are you going to get a sparkling water?
Sometimes, because at the restaurant, they'll be like, oh, would you like flat or sparkling?
Right, because there's a difference.
Right, but they're both water.
If I just said
I want a glass of water and they brought out sparkling water, I'd be a little like, what?
All right, if I'm in a restaurant and you're sitting there drinking a glass of see-through liquid, and I asked you, what you drinking, Kevin? Would you say a sparkling water, or would you just say a water?
If I was having a sparkling water, I would say it's a sparkling water.
Oh, no,
you'd
no,
see
I
the
would
bubbles.
Just say I'm having a water.
I mean, am I drinking a beer? Am I saying my beer is I'm drinking water?
This is different. A sparkling water and a water are water.
I get it, but we
how did I get sucked into this bubbling cauldron?
Don't you wish you to take the day off when I offered it to you?
Do we as a society, or do we not differentiate between those two things?
We do, but...
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But it doesn't... But the fact that we call it something, and we might even call it a brand name...
Right.
Doesn't cancel out the water.
No! I don't think it does. That was never the argument.
I also don't think I agree with you that if I drink a Coke... I'll be more dehydrated than if I didn't drink.
No, it's just like drinking less water.
Okay,
So if you need 10 ounces of water and you drink 10 ounces of Coke, it's more like drinking 5 or 6 ounces of water.
All right.
Because you're going to pee it out faster. That's the point. Your body doesn't absorb it.
Okay. All right.
It's like a semantic thing, but nobody would, if you're drinking Kool-Aid, you would never say I'm drinking water.
No. But Crystal Light is just a water enhancer.
Right, but it's the same as Kool-Aid. That's what Kool-Aid is. You mix Kool-Aid flavor in.
Kool-Aid is a ton of sugar. It's like three-fourths of a cup of sugar. Sugar-free Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
who drinks that crap?
It exists.
Nobody.
Alvin, I got to be a smartass. I'm like, okay, I'm 75% water. Am I water?
Yes.
But wait, but no.
From now on,
no,
you're water.
We are creatures of water. They say this on these nerdy shows I watch on Discovery, that is the basis of us. We are water. They say that all the time.
Yes, but nobody says I'm water.
But it's like, we know.
I'm going to drink some Kevin. Okay. All right, that sounded terrible. Right.
Yeah, that really did.
All right.
I really lost
but
my
we
appetite.
We are water. We're water.
Bobby says they've had the exact conversation at work. It's an ongoing debate, and they not resolved it yet.
It's funny.
But the whole Perrier sparkling water, those are waters. I'm drinking a glass of water.
Correct.
Right.
Paul says cucumber water
is neither.
Is neither cucumber or water.
Right. Point there. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
But yes, beer is... mostly water, and we jokingly say that I got some water. You know, I got some water today. I drank 6 pack.
Right, we jokingly say that. We don't say it for like meaning.
But I know that I'm not going to die from
That was never the debate.
No, well,
yeah, that was never the whole like you're going to die from it. If you're looking for health benefits, the plain old water is the best.
If you're trapped on a desert island, but they give you provisions.
Yes.
And they say you can only have one thing to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want water or do you want beer? Wouldn't beer be the better selection because it has carbs and it has...
Well, if I don't have any food, then yes.
Or small,
but alcohol dehydrates you, though. Yeah. So again, it's all about that.
Small amount of food, something like that. That's where I'm saying like, yeah, actually getting some nutrient. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it just depends. Like, if it's like this is the only thing you have to sustain yourself, well, then I want like Guinness.
Joel wants a ruling on coconut water.
No, coconut water is, first of all, one of the nastiest things on earth.
Correct.
But if you're having it, would you say I'm drinking water? Or would you say I'm drinking coconut water?
If it came right out of the coconut, I would probably
I'm talking about the bottle, the you know, what Joel's talking about.
Well, I'm talking about not... See, I'm really talking about coconut. Well, have you ever had... When you crack open a coconut?
I've not done that,
all
no.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
I hate coconuts, right, though. So.
That's what I'm saying is really disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
okay,
whatever
I got
this
you.
Brand
I got
is.
You. So, yeah. You're talking old school.
I'm talking like if you crack open a coconut, it does have what... It's called coconut milk, right?
Ugh. Everything coconut sounds terrible.
Well, yeah, it ain't my favorite either.
Do we solve it?
I don't...
Oh, no, I think it's going to be a stalemate forever.
Right. All right. If you you're on this deserted island
lost.
For
no.
360,
look at the comments, dude.
364 days. Okay, yeah. All right, and you do have enough. All right, there's enough food to eat. Okay, do you want beer or do you want water for that 365 days?
So, I would probably pick water.
All right,
because I prefer it to beer.
Okay.
If you offered, if you offered me Coke or water.
All right, that's
I'd
a good
Coke.
Okay, that's good differentiation. All right. I think I would in my mind I would say, "You know what? I'm going to take water because I know this will be over in a year, and if I don't drink beer for a year,
okay.
I just drink water, somehow I think I will come out of this better as a human being physically and mentally."
20 waters and 20 beers a day.
Right. I mean, I might suddenly get smart again, you know, like I said, like, wow. So I would try, it'd be like an experiment on myself.
I'm going to have water. I'm just going to call it tequila.
Okay.
I'm going to have tequila and call it water because there's water in there.
All right, Desi, but now you're getting to this quotient of, all right, are we talking 50%? Are we talking whatever?
Well, that was the thing, is coffee's 98% water.
But see, that's why I'm like, look.
So I'm gonna have water next time. I don't drink coffee, though, damn it.
Well, you should.
Well, now I should.
I drink coffee.
Health purposes, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Coffee's good for you. There's many people will say coffee has benefits. It does have benefits.
You're my coffee guy. This is the first time I've seen you without drinking coffee.
And I just drink black coffee. Right.
Yeah.
I did my podcast. I had to do it early this morning, and I had coffee at home, and then I had coffee like early morning right after that. So it was like a lot of coffee early. So yeah. I'm not really wired, but I just did. I said, nah, I don't want coffee.
Has coming down here today been the biggest waste of your week?
No, because I got
it. You going to go home and badmouth this to your wife?
No, but I do have to run a couple of little quick errands, including like buy wine and beer. So I will be looking to see just what the water content is.
Tequila is like 60% water.
I look up a what's dry? Wait, I want to, what you were talking about, but look up champagne. What what percentage of water is a bottle of champagne?
I do like champagne.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's like one of the only things. 85% water.
Yeah, well, then you're having water.
See, that was going to say, what I believe that it would be a higher water quotient than wine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of that.
How much of milk is water?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay, and that would be next.
Because I think of milk as being milk.
Yeah.
Right.
87% water.
There you go. Skim milk is 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there you go. So I'm going to have water.
Yeah.
With your cereal.
So a cow, what a cow gives you is 87% water?
Yeah. Sounds like it, yeah.
Okay, all right. I mean, I never stopped and really thought about that. Okay.
It's what we do in the DGS.
See?
We make you think.
Deep thoughts.
It's really,
that's what it's all about.
There's someone in the audience who's never been pisseder than you. <All right. laughs>
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
325 DGS. My buddy Dave Hines says, if you put a gun to my head, I still couldn't pinpoint why, but I'm loving the water debate and the fact that it isn't getting resolved. Thanks for an awesome Friday.
It's not going to. The chicken or the egg.
What if that ended the show? Like the Beatles. Or if we just broke up.
That ain't that serious.
This mofo thinks it's not water.
Yeah, if it came to that, Dave, I would concede.
That's nice of you.
He would have his fingers crossed behind his back.
How gregarious of him. I would concede.
For you.
Not for anything else,
it's
though.
It's so interesting to see.
I would pretend I lost.
The way Wheels will just like verbally box you in. Like the way when someone like starts to make their point, he's like, no, no, no. And then he just keeps making his point.
I know.
It is incredible.
I'm an arguer.
1 in 10 Americans do not believe in facts. 10% disagree with the statement, these are facts and there are no opinions.
And me and Kevin are both thinking that about each other right now. Me and Kevin are both like, yeah, like this guy.
I know a guy like that. Rach, an update to your story. The judge in St. Charles County with the Elvis wig has made our show prep. Says a judge in Missouri who wore an Elvis wig and discussed politics during court proceedings will resign after multiple violations of judicial ethics. I wonder if they just had that wrong. Or if maybe there's been an update
to it. Oh, as far as like
it.
The coming back for 18
right.
months thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we should have talked about this with Alvin because they spoke about this on Donnybrook last night, even though it wasn't on PBS. It was like a live stream on YouTube. He had done, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time recalling what it was, but, oh, you know what he did, Dave, is he called another judge and was asking for his opinion on a case that either he or the other judge had some sort of personal connection to. Yeah. So
he's very good at this.
Yeah. So there was just a lot going on behind the scenes besides the Elvis stuff. I think the Elvis stuff was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have topics, but we have 40 seconds left. I'll throw it out there. What the hell? a guest on Fox News shared his controversial holiday money-saving advice. Don't buy gifts for grown-ups. Adults don't need gifts for Christmas. Focus on the people in your life ages 3 to 18.
I think that's fair.
I think, yeah, if you're trying to save money, that's obviously the easiest way to save money during the holiday season. But I also see why that rubs people wrong. Like, because there's a clip going viral of some lady, I think it was on CNN or something, saying like, grandma doesn't need another pair of slippers. Like, when your messaging is don't buy a Christmas present for your grandmother, mm-hmm. people are going to take issue with
We could simplify this and just say if what you're spending is going to be a concern to you, have grown-up conversations with the other grown-ups in your life.
There you go.
Rather than just be like, I'm going to make a rule.
You want to get angry? like douchebag angry.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood has a brilliant strategy to get kids to stop saying 6'7".
6'7".
This has been bothering me so much, and I'm so glad Carrie Underwood is here to solve it for us.
Here's what you do, guys. Every time your kids say 6'7", you ready? You immediately go 5309, like Tommy Two Tones 867-5309. What a dip ass.
Yes. Yeah, because they're going to totally get what that means, too.
Yeah.
Here's how you get them to stop. You do it. They'll stop immediately.
What a weirdo.
Duh.
No, the flickering flames of hatred on my face.
That's that thing like that you say all the time. Like when you're not funny, just know you're not funny.
Yeah.
Try to create something.
I'm not going to be able to let this go. I need to see the clip of her saying this. Oh. I need to know what show it was on.
Does she think it was like the cleverest thing ever?
To savor the hate that I feel right now.
And you have to sing it.
Well, sure.
And she'd get paid $1 million to sing it.
You guys know what I always say. 6'7".
5309. Take that.
Wait a minute. What happens to the 8?
I'm not doing this.
What happens to the 8? Are we just leaving the 8 out?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's a flaw. It's such a flawed premise.
Damn it, Carrie.
I'm heading back inside. Sit at home with you. I think I know.
I'm all right today.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Want to do a giveaway?
Yeah, what do you think, Andrew?
Sure, I forgot about that.
We are giving away Foreigner and Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets. They are going to be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater next year on August 6th. And if you're caller 6 to Andrew right now at 314-436-7900 or toll free from anywhere 800-925-1120, you will win a pair of tickets to Foreigner and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So Dave Murray couldn't be with us today. Janice had to have a medical procedure, but he did give us a live look.
Hi, guys. Couldn't be with you live today, but I want to keep you up to date on our weather. There's still a lot going on. Our latest storms.
That's a really short look.
Hold on. It's this computer.
God, this didn't happen yesterday.
Why is it called a live look when he records it? Feel like I'm...
It sounds like we're back to the water.
Feel like I'm being gaslit.
Hi, guys. Couldn't be with you live today, but I want to keep you up to date on our weather. There's still a lot going on. Our latest storm system, slow-moving low, pulls out. There could be a couple of showers around this evening. Otherwise, it's just a cloudy night. Temperatures are chilly. We're in the 50s for evening plans and 45 for the low. On Saturday, kind of a gloomy start. A lot of clouds around. We should go partly sunny, though, for the afternoon and 58 degrees. Pretty close to where we should be. Saturday night, clear skies, 42. Sunday, gorgeous day. Lots of sunshine, 64 degrees. Now, Sunday night, the next storm system, which is over Southern California and the desert southwest right now, starts to move in. So Sunday night, clouds will be on the increase, 46. Monday, clouds with periods of rain developing. I kind of like Monday afternoon. I think the morning will be okay at this point. 59 for the high. Kind of wet Monday night, especially during the evening hours. And then we go quiet. This will be the last of a series of storm systems for several days anyway. And that means fairly quiet once we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for Thanksgiving. Sunny skies, but it's chilly. Pretty good cold air mass coming down. 45 for the high on Thanksgiving Day. Now, this cold air mass coming in, the brunt of it is going to be across the Great Lakes, the Ohio Valley, and the Northeast. But we will be cold, but it's not going to be anything extreme other than below average for this time of year. And that should take us through the Thanksgiving weekend. We'll talk with you on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. So do you think that the Trump base will have any negative response to him falling in love with Mondami?
It's been pretty funny to watch the videos. Like, they're having a good time, the two of them. Yeah, I mean, like, so that one of the reporters asked Mondami, do you think Trump is a fascist? And he started to answer, and he's like, well, we've spoken about it. And Trump just interrupts him. He's like, it's okay, you can say yes. It's better than explaining. And he's laughing while he's saying it. Like, it's like they're like two new besties.
Wow.
It's hilarious.
I guess it should make me happy.
And, you know, the campaign against Mamdani has always been, and how many TV people were like, I'm leaving New York. Everybody's leaving New York now because it's a commie coming in. And now the president's like, I love this guy. And I think he's going to do a great job. And we're going to work together to make New York great. It's like, interesting. And then somebody asked Trump about Elise Stefanik, who was, calling him a jihadist.
Yeah.
Like, using that word about Mamdani, he's a jihadist. And Trump's like, she's just campaigning. You just say stuff when you're campaigning.
You just say racist stuff whenever you're campaigning.
It's like, what is happening? It took, what, a 10-minute meeting with the two of them for him? They're like, now they're besties. And I mean, what's the reaction? Because people have been hammering Mamdani. I'm not following it too much because it's New York. It's not St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to affect me one way or the other. He's a mayor, not a president. But there's been a really big thing about socialism's coming to New York and I'm not going there and everybody's leaving there. And now the president's like, this guy's great. I love him. And he's like patting him on the back and they're like literally backslapping each other. And it's really funny.
You never know.
Hey, and I would like it to always be that way. Why are you going to be that way with Mamdani and you're not going to be that way with whomever?
Well, Mamdani comes across as a very nice person and as a very respectful person. And I would expect, you know, if he's going to either reach out or receive an invitation like this, he's going to behave nicely. And the president does respond well to flattery, but just like, when people are being nice to him, he's generally very receptive to that and nice back. Yes. So I'm not like super surprised by it.
Oh, it's great. Every time I scroll, I see another funny thing. Like, so a reporter asked Mamdani, he's like, you know, you called Trump a despot. And Trump is like, I've been called worse than a despot. It's not that insulting.
He's like, he's cool. I like this kid.
This is so great. I really do wish it was like this, like normally on a day-to-day basis rather than all the angry yelling.
Well, I mean, we're talking about him getting along with a democratic socialist.
Yes.
Remember what happened with Kim Jong-un? It went from little rocket man to that's when we fell in love.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, I'm laughing because it's so out of, like we just earlier talked about him talking about hanging people.
Yeah.
For posting something that is literally the law. And now he's like a guy that his entire party is demonizing and calling the greatest danger to. I mean, people are like, he's going to institute. There have been all these, you know, fake stories about he's going to make kids count in Arabic. Because, of course, you know, Arabic numerals. And he's going to do all these terrible things. He's going to put Sharia law in New York. And now the president is like, this guy's great. I love him. We're going to do some fun stuff.
Rach, what's the one Taco Bell item for every hour?
Okay. Let me recall this. This seemed like such a good idea when I wrote it down the other night.
I'm familiar.
I feel like now I remember. I saw a TikTok of someone who was eating one item from Taco Bell every hour on the hour for 24 hours.
All right.
Okay. And I was shocked because he had a couple of crunch wraps and like 3 hours in, he started to get tired. And I'm like, I feel like I could eat any item on the Taco Bell menu on the hour, every hour, for 24 hours, and be fine. Because that's enough time to get my second wind.
Even the half-pound burrito?
Honestly, yes. If I have 55 minutes in between burritos, it's like, I could probably do another one. Mm-hmm. But my question for you guys was, what would your item be?
Ooh, it's got to be the same one.
Well, if you could pick like between one and three items that it's like, okay, I'm going to eat 24 of these in 24 hours. What would you go for? Because you could go really easy. They have the cheesy roll up.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a breeze. You'd probably be hungry at the end of the day if you went with that.
I'd agree. So past, it'd be probably the Mexican pizza. Present, it might be the cheesy gordita crunch. I'm a big fan.
For me, it's the building block of all Taco Bell, the hard shell crunchy beef taco.
Yeah, that'd be pretty easy challenge. Yes. I think you could do that.
Yes.
Dave, do you like the Dorito Locos?
I've never had it.
You've never had it?
No.
It's good, but they collapse.
Yeah, they are tough to eat.
They fall apart. They taste great, but they fall apart.
Yeah, I'm not adventurous.
Oh, you should throw one of those in one of these times.
I'm so distracted right now. Can I tell you why I'm distracted?
Sure.
So I shared with you earlier in the show that I just learned that my Jeep's going to be totaled. So that's a giant pain in the ass. And I have to go buy another car and pay all the sales tax. And I'm guessing the $3,000 I paid in sales tax just goes away on the first one. Ugh. And just now I realized that my phone's not charging. Now, there's every chance that it's the cable. But if my phone's not charging,
Don't have a car. You don't have a phone.
What year is your phone? Or what? I don't know what number. Newish.
Yeah.
You should try the wireless charger thing on the back. It'll probably work if it's the wire. Sometimes the jacks get messed up. The plug part gets messed up.
You can also yank the wire and spin the wire around and plug it back in.
What?
So like, all right.
Like if you turn it,
pinch the wire as such, pull it out, turn it like so, and plug it back in.
Is this specific to this wire?
No, it's just that sometimes that has happened to me in the past.
Yeah, I tried that. It didn't work.
I just
don't want to have to go to T-Mobile.
Maybe that's why they texted you.
Like I said, you could Amazon a wireless charger. Be pretty quick.
But how's he going to Amazon it without his phone?
Can't drive to Target and get one either. You know,
flipping it around eight times. Nothing. Dead as a doornail. Is it what? I just hope it's cable.
Yeah.
I'll come in and troubleshoot.
Totally fine if it's a cable.
We'll figure it out.
I'll let you look at my pictures. Do we have a live rage?
Yes.
What do we have?
Hardee's.
Oh, that's right.
Tell
that's
me
easy.
About Hardee's. I'm going to leave it all out
there to dry. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back, DJs.
Nathaniel, I think his last name is pronounced Ratliff, and the Night Sweats is the name of the band. They are affiliated with St. Louis.
Sure, yeah.
I love this song.
Yeah.
This is really the only song of his I know, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's called You Worry Me, if anyone would like to look it up.
Good news, my phone works.
Yep.
Andrew is right. It was operator error. So
it's okay. It's just
I was about to melt down after finding out I have to go buy a new friggin' car.
Yeah,
I thought I could see from here that it didn't look like
showing
the cord
a little
was
metal.
Showing a little metal, and I'm like, I bet that's gonna be the problem.
Dude, I told Rachel in the break, I've done the same thing. I bought a new cord and plugged it in, and it was like a long cord, and it didn't work. And I'm like,
raging.
I was really starting to get pissed, and the switch on that wall socket wasn't on, and that's why it wasn't working.
There you go.
And I didn't even have a car thing hanging over my head like that.
Oh, I'm just so bitter about
that. Yeah, that'll put you on edge, won't you?
That's a bummer.
Richie Rich got switches
and
for his wall
socket.
And
the worst part is you are the only person who can take care of it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not like,
why can't someone else do this for me?
Can I take this off your plate? It's like, no, you're the only one who can do it. It's your car. So it's just a giant bummer.
Well, I called Skip, and he has some Jeeps and a couple Rubicons, like a couple of them close to the car that just got totaled.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And Skip will take good care of me. He'll make it easy and affordable. So I just don't like effort.
Well, you have to go back to the DMV now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Rachel.
You just ruined Dave's month.
Oh, Rachel Zimmerman.
I'm sorry, but he should know now.
Yeah, that's true.
He should have time to prepare.
Yeah, time to mourn.
Face the music, man.
That's brutal.
I think other people can do it for you.
Go to the DMV.
Maureen has done it a couple of times.
Okay.
I will pay Joel Bradley ZB $500 to go to the DMV for me. Lord of God.
Such a bummer.
Fun fact. Elon Musk is said to make more money than every American elementary teacher combined.
Hmm. That's not fun. That's not fun at all.
That's something else.
Did you see he picked a fight over some ancient Roman stuff with a Roman scholar?
No.
And the Roman scholar's like, this is all I do. I know this more than you do. He goes, no, you don't.
Did you see what Grok did?
No.
Oh, dude. Yes. I can't even say it on the air.
What?
Grok started talking about these amazing sexual things that Elon Musk can do. Yes. And they're not normal things.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Google it.
No,
Google
I'm
it.
Not going to.
You seem tired today. Where you at?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.